But Sheila Martin's back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Ireland's entertainment and media industry covers everything from radio to cinema, from internet advertising to video games and everything in between. PwC's Entertainment and Media Outlook forecasts annual growth of 2.9% over the next 3 years, reaching €7.6 billion in 2028. Conor Ford is director at PwC Ireland Entertainment and Media Practice and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Patricia.
When you're talking about revenue growth, you're talking about spending by consumers and advertisers. Is that right?
That's correct, yes, Patricia. Everything from business to business to business to consumer. So every dollar or euro spent, that's what we're talking about.
What areas will drive this growth?
So there's three main areas called out in our report this year for growth drivers. One, mobile internet, which is predicted to grow at about 3.2%. The second is internet advertising, which is predicted to grow at around 9.5%, and what we'll call video on demand or subscription services for television at 8.9%.
Okay. Now, streaming usage and consumer uptake for it is rising, but it's a competitive market for service providers.
Yeah, we've observed that, and I suppose anybody, any of the listeners out there would have observed that themselves in the fact that there's, you know, a number of new incumbents to this area every year. It's potentially slightly saturated at the minute, and so it's an interesting space to watch over the coming years as there could potentially be some consolidation. But huge barriers to entry and, cost-effective to sort of launch those channels as well.
Is there still a place for linear television? Asking for a friend.
There is. But I guess as a consequence of all of this, competition, we'll call it, traditional television is potentially in a little bit of decline. And that's merely just, the subscription services, gaming, anything that really captures our attention.
And we're competing with the likes of podcasts, gaming, everything. It's a massive area of competition.
Absolutely, absolutely. And radio itself has fared well. It's holding its own. It's converted well to digital. We're seeing a slight bit of growth in digital radio. And also done very well in packaging its content up for podcast usage as well.
Okay, so radio's still going strong.
Radio's okay.
That's good to hear on Morning Ireland. Ireland supports the film industry. There's the film tax credit and we've seen Oscar nominations for production companies here. We're still a nation of cinema goers. That kind of surprised me given that we've been talking about the likes of streamers, Netflix and Amazon Prime and everything. And you're forecasting growth in cinema audiences.
Yes, we are. And that stands to reason in that we actually predicted growth in this sector over the past 2 years, and that historically, when we've looked back at that, that's came to pass. The Barbenheimer effect has been factored into the numbers this year, but actually, a lot of these franchise movies are huge generators of footfall, and we're predicting an extra piece of growth of around 2 million further ticket purchases in the predicted growth period.
Okay. Coldplay takes to the stage in Croke Park tonight. Tickets for Oasis go on sale on Saturday. Live music is an important driver in the music market.
Yeah, this is a real headline grabber of a figure this year. So what we're observing is 23.5% growth year on year.
That's
so
huge.
From 2022 to 2023, huge growth. And I think we would have felt that as consumers. We've seen, huge gigs arrive here. The top five grossing performers being Taylor Swift, Coldplay, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, and Bruce Springsteen have all been here other than Beyonce this year. So we've seen that on our shores.
And what about music sales, and not ticket sales, but the actual music itself, the likes of Spotify and things like that? Are subscriptions for those services going up?
Yes, all in growth. Not quite to the extent of live music, not that spike, but continual growth. And interestingly as well, there's a massive piece of sponsorship comes with some of these huge tours as well. So that makes up around 20% of the revenue from them. So the tours themselves are being executed much more efficiently, if you like, from the perspective of the artists themselves.
Okay. And then in terms of the 2.9% growth over 3 years here in Ireland, it lags behind the 3.9% globally. Why is that?
Yeah, it can fluctuate. I mean, when we've looked at this over the years, sometimes it's a little bit above, a little bit below. But one aspect of the report that's sort of dragging ahead of Ireland this year is gaming. Online gaming. So nations and regions of the world, let's say South Asia, sub-African countries, huge growth in gaming.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Conor Ford from PwC Ireland, thanks for that.